Recorded Books and RB Digital present Mending Fences, The Deacon's Family, Book 1, by Suzanne Woods Fisher, narrated by Rachel Botchin. Chapter 1. A year had passed since Luke Schrock's exile from Stony Ridge began. A very long year. He'd been in and out of rehab twice. Wait, hold on, make that three times. He'd forgotten the three-day holiday weekend he'd checked himself out and went on a bender. The bus swerved and bumped on the country roads, stirring his stomach and ratcheting up his anxiety. The bus was stuffy and hot. It made him long for fresh air and cold all at once. He was on his way back home. Home. Luke had a feeling he couldn't name exactly, but one he'd never had in relation to home before. It used to mean security, belonging, unconditional acceptance. What he felt now contained that, all that, but to today was added a hint of desperation. This was a bad idea, a terrible idea. He'd never intended to return to Stony Ridge. The counselor had strongly recommended that Luke find sober, supportive living arrangements. What could be more sober than an Amish farm? He asked Luke. Well, that depends. Luke had been living among the Amish as he developed a dependency on alcohol. But then David Stoltzfus, his bishop, agreed with the counselor. He had told him to stop running away from his problems, that coming home again was the only road to manhood. He recognized the fork in the road that would lead the bus straight into Stony Ridge. Pulling the cord to hop off the bus seemed like a very appealing option. He could head right toward Lancaster rather than left to Stony Ridge. He could do it. He should do it. But he didn't. The bus zoomed left. David had promised he'd be waiting at the bus stop. Luke held out a sliver of hope that his mother might be there too, and maybe his younger brother, Sammy. There was no chance that Galen King, his mother's husband, would be there. No chance. Not after what had happened to Galen's prized horse. Nope. No chance. When Luke had asked David what he would do with himself once he was back in town, the bishop was vague. One thing at a time, Luke. Let's get you home first. Luke had wanted to ask him if home meant the inn at Eagle Hill, where his mother and brother and stepfather lived, or if he was using home as a metaphor. But something inside held him back from asking, partly because he had a feeling David didn't know the answer. David Stoltzfus had gone above and beyond the call of duty for Luke this last year. He'd come to visit him regularly, even when Luke told him not to bother. But David did bother, over and over again. He brought books to read, for he knew Luke loved to read. He read them too, and then they would discuss them. Conversation grew easier between them. Those visits, they meant a lot to Luke, and he hoped David had some idea how much. The reason David had never given up on Luke was, he said, because God never gave up on people. The bus hit a pothole and jolted Luke against the window. He recognized the passing farm as Windmill Farm, belonging to Amos and Fern Lapp, and took note of the new mailbox. Not so long ago, he'd put a cherry bomb in their old one and blown it to smithereens. Why had he done that? It was a circling discussion in group therapy. What were triggers that caused destructive behavior? The counselor encouraged everyone to identify those triggers so they'd know to recognize them, and then to redirect thoughts and feelings and behaviors toward something beneficial. Luke had tried to identify his triggers, tried and failed. Why had he hurt people like the Lapps, who had been so good to him? He couldn't find an answer. For a short while, before blowing up the Lapps mailbox, he'd even apprenticed for Jesse Stoltzfus's buggy shop at Windmill Farm. Like so many opportunities, Luke had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?